I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. President Obama vowed to shut down the U.S. military prison at Guantanamo. That was almost 2 years ago. And Mr. Obama has yet to find a way to fulfill that pledge. Today, he suffered another setback. The Senate approved a bill that would ban the transfer of Guantanamo detainees to the U.S. for trial and incarceration. Now, White House officials say they're preparing an executive order that would formalize the detainees' indefinite detention without trial while setting up a system for periodic reviews of their cases. Lieutenant Colonel David Fracht is in the U.S. Air Force Reserve JAG Corps. He defended Guantanamo detainee Mohammed Jawad. Fracht says the executive order might bring about an improvement for the detainees.
What's important about this new review process is that, at least as has been reported, the detainees will be entitled to counsel to assist them in the process. And that did not exist in the earlier combatant status review tribunal and administrative review board process. And I think that's a major improvement.
Some people have said this draft order is the equivalent of a parole board for prisoners. Is that accurate for your ears?
Well, it does have some of those features. What we have focused on before was this person an unlawful combatant at the time that they were captured? And that may have been in 2001, 2002, 2003. And it does very little to look at, is there a continued basis to hold them now? And so this hearing process may say, well, we're lawfully holding them, in our opinion, but is there a good reason to hold them? Perhaps they have renounced terrorism, or they have cooperated, or conditions have changed in their home country, and we're comfortable that we could release them without concern of them, you know, rejoining the fight. So in that sense, it does have some parole board-like features.
So are we going to hear then what some of those good reasons are for holding these detainees?
I would hope that we would. This is a large question that remains regarding these 48 individuals that allegedly are too dangerous to release but cannot be tried for any crimes. And I've always wondered and asked, how can that be? Is it we cannot try them because they never committed any crimes, or we can't try them because the evidence of their crimes was obtained through torture and coercion? We really don't know. So this will be an opportunity to put to the test the government's claim that these people really are too dangerous to release, yet somehow cannot be tried.
I'm just wondering, I mean, many civil liberties groups have been vocal in their criticisms of this draft executive order. Do you feel like we are heading to this kind of new space where there are two worlds where people can get charged and some people won't get charged?
Well, my primary criticism of this is that it may lend a veneer of legality and legitimacy to indefinite detentions that may not be well-founded under international law. There clearly is a right to detain people and not to charge them that are captured in an armed conflict that are enemy combatants. But what about people who have some affiliation with some terrorist group that are picked up outside of an active theater of war? For a lot of civil libertarians, there's concern that we're importing a military detention model into what really should be a criminal justice process.
You know, President Obama pledged to change things at Guantanamo. Do you think what we're seeing now is just a kind of a fine-tuning of the same policy, basically, as the Bush administration?
Yes. I mean, it is an improvement. Conditions at Guantanamo have improved for the detainees, and there has been an effort to make Guantanamo comply with domestic and international law rather than simply declaring it to be a law-free zone. Yet, the underlying policy of holding suspected enemy terrorists forever remains the same.
Lieutenant Colonel David Fracht defended Guantanamo detainee Mohammed Jawad. He's a professor at the Barry University School of Law in Orlando. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.